And welcome to Catholic Answers Live, the Tuesday edition. We don't often get to say hello to Trent Horn and have him in studio with us on a Tuesday, so it's very nice to have Trent with us this hour. Second hour, Jimmy Akin, and both hours, open forum. If you have a question about the Catholic faith, if you want to know about Catholic people, Catholic beliefs, Catholic history, maybe the moral teachings of the Catholic Church, about what the Catholic Church believes about the Bible, how the Catholic Church put the Bible together, anything, whether you're Catholic or not, you're welcome to call 888-318-7884. That's 888-318-7884. Hello, Trent Horn, apologist extraordinaire and author of many books, including the brand new Counterfeit Christs. How are you?
I am doing well, Cy. It's always fun to be in here on the Tuesdays when I'm not in. It's a very special occasion today for me to stop by the studio.
Right, and you could get a question on anything. So do you feel prepared for that? Let me tell you right now, you are prepared for it.
Then I am prepared.
Okay.
I am ready for any – here's the thing, Si. I am ready for any question on anything.
Yeah.
I'm just not ready for an answer on anything.
Yeah, fair enough. I feel the same way. I feel like
– I can take any question you've got.
I have no problem saying, I don't know. And that makes life so much easier. I don't know. But life becomes so much less stressful when you get comfortable with that. 888-318-7884 is the number. I got to tell you right now, I'm not going to give that number out a lot this hour. So if you want to make that call, 888-318-7884. The reason I'm not going to give out that number is because we are raising funds today and we are going to do our regular job. We're going to answer questions about the Catholic faith. We're going to take your calls, all that. But as we are doing that, we are going to ask you, please support Catholic Answers and this program, Catholic Answers Live. We can only come to you four times a year to ask you for that support. We only do so for a few hours when we do, and we don't even take the whole hour. As a matter of fact, in most cases, we don't even take most of the hour to ask you for your support. And I'm going to give you that number, 888-291-8000. And I can see all the phone lines in the building right in front of me right now, and I am waiting for that first call. If you're the first caller, I just want to shout out congratulations and thanks to you. And I want to tell you right now, we have a $10,000 dollar-for-dollar match. $10,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. So some generous donor has given us $10,000 on the condition that we raise it this hour. If we raise it, we get it. 888-291-8000 is the number to call and make your pledge. 888-291-8000. Or you can go safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You'll be done in minutes. CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Yeah, and that's why it's so important to be able to call in. That's amazing. We have a generous donor that's offering us $10,000 if we can raise that this hour. So I really hope that you will call in and consider that. Because I especially, why I was drawn to work for Catholic Answers, I mean, I started here 7 years ago, was that they believe in sharing the truth and reaching people, especially those who disagree. And that's what's amazing we're able to do here on Catholic Answers Live, that when I'm here on air, I know I can have 2 hours of just atheists calling in, of just pro-choice people, of Protestants. When I come in the show and do that, I know easily that we're going to have 2 hours of lines full, even with atheists. Because that shows it's not just Catholics who are listening.
Amen.
It's right. Not just Catholics. It's non-Catholics that if you want to be involved with evangelizing, you may say, well, I don't know any atheists in my life. I don't have really any Protestant friends. I have all my Catholic friends. How can I evangelize these people? By supporting us, you're a part of the team. You're a part of our team. Without you, we could not do this. To go, and so the Word of God, so the teaching of the Church can be heard in these homes through radio. People are hearing and listening. And they're calling in with questions to talk to us. They talk to me every other week about that. And that's why I'm grateful for your support. Without it, we wouldn't be able to do that. So I really hope I really want to hit that $10,000 match this hour. So please consider even any kind of gift you can give is helpful. So please give us a call at 888-291-8000. To help us continue this work that we're doing here.
That's 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And this is the first hour we have ever had Trent in studio with us while we do the fundraising. So if you love Trent, if you love what he does, this is your hour to call. We'll make him feel good by having a good, successful first hour of our pledge drive. For spring, 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. Pick up that phone and call. As I said, we're going to continue to do our regular job, which is answer questions about the Catholic faith from all around the world, from Catholics and non-Catholics. Anybody can call. You go ahead and dial that phone, though, because you can always – you'll be done in a couple minutes. You'll be back by the time Trent starts giving his answer to the next call. 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Help us have a big hour to start this off. We have a very large amount of money to raise in 3 days, but God willing, we will do it with your help. Let's start with questions. How about we go to James in Massachusetts? You are up first today, James. Your question for Trent Horn.
Hi, Trent. How are you? I have actually already finished reading your new book, Counterfeit Christ. I loved it.
Hey, oh, great.
Sounds good to hear. I am still waiting for people. Now that I know on Amazon where the book is offered, it is said that it's going to take them 1 to 2 months to be able to fulfill orders. So I thought, oh, I'm never going to hear any feedback from the book anytime soon. But if you get it directly from shop.catholic.com, usually ends up a lot better.
I actually bought it on Kindle edition on Amazon.
Oh, okay. Well, that's electronic and gets you out there pretty quick. So that's nice to hear.
Yeah. So my question today, I noticed in your books, including The Case for Catholicism, you you answer the questions made in this book called Evangelicals and Roman Catholics, Agreements and Disagreements by Norman Geisler and Ralph McKenzie. Mm-hmm. And I was recently reading that book, and I actually own an old Latin Vulgate, and I know that the Vulgate has a history of having in the appendix what they call third and fourth Ezra's in the Prayer of Manasseh.
Mm-hmm, right.
And they make the claim in this book that the Catholic Church at the Council of Trent affirmed Second Maccabees because it says in chapter 12, you know, to therefore he made an atonement for the dead that they might be delivered from their sin. Mm-hmm. But then in the book, it also says that, well, at the same time, they rejected an apocryphal book that forbid praying for the dead, saying, quote, no one shall ever pray for one another on the day. And that's from 2nd or 4th Ezra chapter 7.
So, James, let me just get real to the question here. So you want Trent to kind of even these things out? It seems like we have competing claims here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. And this could be confusing the book of Esdras a little bit, talking about what it refers to, because first in older Catholic Bibles, first and second Esdras were more commonly, those are the names that were given to the books of Ezra and Nehemiah, which you can find also in Protestant Bibles and Catholic Bibles as part of the Old Testament proto-canonical tradition. But there are other Catholic Bibles do include works of the Jewish Apocrypha, that there were other older Jewish writings that were not accepted by the church that also weren't accepted by Jews as well. Third and fourth Esdras, the Prayer of Manasseh, the Book of Enoch would be among them. And there's a variety of reasons that the church did not receive, both the church and also Jews themselves, did not receive these books because they were not carried along with the tradition holding that they're inspired. And I think that I've read Geisler McKenzie's book, you know, a while back, and I reread it when I wrote The Case for Catholicism. But the church did not accept Second Maccabees just because, oh, hey, it supports praying for the dead and making atonement for their sins. Rather, the Book of Maccabees is an important reminder and recollection of Jewish history during the Seleucid Empire. And during that time, even later writers like the Book of Hebrews recalls back on this writing, talking about in the prayer, Hebrews chapter 11 talks about heroes of the Jewish faith, and it references the heroes who gave in to martyrdom to accept a better resurrection in the Book of Maccabees. So it's not like the church just cherry picked these documents. Rather, there is a tradition that was given to the people of God to know which books are the inspired word of God and which are not. And third and fourth Esdras were always understood to belong to the Jewish Apocrypha. Even Jews understood this as well. It was not a matter just of a single doctrine being related to them. And we also have some more articles on the books of Esdras themselves and understanding the Old Testament canon on our website at Catholic.com, which I would commend you and other listeners to go and check out.
James from Massachusetts, my second home state. Thank you so much for that call. I hope that was helpful to you. I want to let you know, but we asked for calls and calls have been coming in, and I want to thank the first three callers to our pledge drive. And Elizabeth and Mara, those were the first three who got through, and we are delighted that you kind of broke the ice here. We have $10,000 to use up this hour. It's going to take a lot more No's and Elizabeth's and Mara's to pick up the phone and call 888-291-8000. Or if you want to do it yourself, just go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's safe, it's secure, it's very fast, CatholicAnswersRadio.com, and make your pledge. It is our three-day pledge drive. We only get to come to you for these 6 hours during those 3 days, and we only use a little bit of those hours to ask you for your support. Look, Catholic Answers and Catholic Answers Live, the radio program, the TV show that we're doing now for EWTN, all of these things depend on a large community of people who make it possible. I have to be honest with you, that large community of people is relatively small given the number of radio towers we're on. We average about 12 or 13 donors per radio tower. So we are a national and international show, but per signal, we are averaging about 12 people who give, you know. So if you have a local radio station, you know, say you're in a particular town and you have that your town Catholic radio station, there's 12 people that are giving. If we can get that up to 13, 14, 15, maybe 20 people per, then there are tremendous new areas we can move into. We've got the School of Apologetics going now. That's going to be a very big and important, I think, contribution that Catholic Answers will make to the revitalization of the church in the fullness of the truth. There's a lot of stuff we want to do. You know, we want to do more Trent Horn DVD videos. We want to do a lot more on social media where you know you can get the negative stuff on social media. How often are you, you know, meeting Jesus and the fullness of his church in social media? Well, we'd like to be there with that to make that happen. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. And it's especially a good time to call because we have a $10,000 match this hour. 888-291-8000. If you have not given before to Catholic Answers, how about you make this first hour really good for us? Because we need you. We really there's just no other way to say it. We are a lay apostolate. All the bills, whether it's keeping the lights on or keeping assistant producer Marie assistant producing, or sound man Nick sound manning, or
I think apologist season. I'm not engineer. I'm not. Yeah, it's not sound
engineer
manning.
Nick?
I'm not apologizing.
Yeah, you're I was going to get to that. Apologist Trent Horn apologizing? No?
No, I do have to do that on occasion, but more making a defense and explanation of the faith is what I like doing. And if you like, for example, he's talked about my book, Counterfeit Christ, your support at Catholic Answers Live allows us to have resources so I can write more books and yep. have, you know, continue. I'd love to have a new book come out every season, honestly, because I have a whole list, actually, Cy, of I looked at what topics do I like writing and where does the church need resources? Where are their topics? The Catholic Answers, when we produce materials, we always ask, what's needed? Where are the faithful not being equipped to tackle the controversies and obstacles of our day? And I've got a list of like 20 books I've written down ideas for where we really need these things. And so your support is what allows us to have the time and the resources to make that possible.
888-291-8000 is the number. God bless you. Look at the line starting to fill up. Just three lines open right now. 888-291-8000. Or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Trent's got 20 books he wants to write to help build up the faith, the world's faith, to help draw people to Christ and his church. I've got at least 20 books that I want to read. Nate in Dallas, Texas, you are up next. Nate is listening on Guadalupe Radio. You are your question, Nate, for Trent Horn.
Hi,
Nate.
Good afternoon. I know that the Catholic Church is against contraception in all of its forms, including reproductive surgery. I can't quite think of the term right now.
Sterilization.
Thank you. I was wondering if that's considered a sin. Why does it seem that the Bible is okay with it somewhat? So in Numbers 5, you have the classic adultery test. At the end of the test, after it gets done saying all the consequences, if the woman is found guilty after drinking this potion, If she's not found guilty, then she will be able to bear children, which means that if she had been guilty, she would have been sterilized by this. Or in Leviticus 20, verses 20 and 21, talks about certain couplings, like if a man marries his aunt or if a man marries his sister-in-law, then they will be childless.
Right.
That seems like a curse from God rendering sterilization.
All right. So what does that say about contraceptives? And
what and what I would say here to answer that question is that just because God can punish someone or allow someone to be punished for a sin with infertility, it does not follow that we can directly cause infertility through sterilization any more than the fact that in the Bible, God can punish someone with death, that therefore we can kill people whenever we think that it's appropriate to do that. God has ultimate authority over life, human life, both its creation. Having a child is ultimately a gift from God, and God has authority over human life when it comes to taking it, and he has prescribed the very narrow limits of where human beings are morally allowed to take human life. The fact that God can give and take life does not mean we have the same authority to do that.
Thank you very, very much for the call. So that also would explain, wouldn't it, the Catholic kind of appreciation for an acceptance of natural family planning, because in that case, you're just cooperating with God's plan. If God's doing it, you go along with it. That's fine.
God gave us our bodies, our reproductive systems, with natural periods of fertility and infertility, and for a husband and wife to come together in the marital act, whether they are in a fertile time or an infertile time, it's always a beautiful thing in the eyes of God that NFP doesn't sterilize or damage or destroy that natural goodness of the marital act that God gave us.
Again, we are in the midst of the pledge drive, and you know what? Lines are doing really well, and I'm really grateful, and I thank you. We have two lines open. I always like to tell you the truth about how things are going. We have a $10,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. We're one-third of the way through the hour, and we are one-fifth of the way to our goal. The number is 888-291-8000 to pledge your support, 888-291-8000. But as you can see, we're also taking calls today. We are not shirking that duty. That's what we do here at Catholic Answers. We answer questions about the Catholic faith. Laura in Michigan, watching on YouTube Live, you are up next. Your question for Trent Horn.
Hi, Trent.
Hi.
Hi. So I'm a high schooler right now, and I've been working to kind of like build my relationship with both God and Mary specifically. But I find that like anytime I try to pray to her, I don't really know how. Like, I don't know if there are specific prayers that I should say, if I should just like talk to her. Or, like, I find myself kind of lost.
Mm-hmm. Right. And you're trying to see, well, how do I pray to Mary? Is it like the same way I pray to Jesus? What's okay? What's not okay? Is that what you're kind of wrestling with?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And I think what's important here is to understand that Mary is our mother, is the mother of all Christians. And to put at the forefront of our minds to always help our prayer to Mary is to understand Mary's role in salvation is to always lead us to her son, to lead us to Jesus Christ. So a good analogy or imagery that the fathers of the church would use is they said that Mary is like the moon and Jesus is like the sun, S-U-N, the sun. That the moon, the light that the moon does not have its own light. All the light that comes from the moon is a reflection from the sun. It ultimately points us back there. So in the same way, Mary is everything that is good about Mary, everything that makes her blessed that we honor in Mary comes from Christ. So we can always say Mary doesn't take us away from Jesus. When we pray to Mary, we realize it's leading us to her. It's also important to remember that prayer and worship are not the same thing. Prayer is in old English, like 500 years ago, 600 years ago, prayer just meant to make a request to someone. So we only worship God in things like offering the Eucharist or offering sacrifice. But to pray, you can pray and ask, just as you ask people here on earth to pray for you, you can ask people in heaven to pray for you. James 5:16 says the prayers of righteous people are very powerful. And so who's the most righteous person? Who's the person who's closest to God in heaven? It's going to be God's mother. So I would recommend looking at that way and just start by praying the Hail Mary, praying the rosary. If you're saying, I don't know what words to use, just try the rosary right there to start, and thinking about, as you pray the Hail Mary, entering into those mysteries of Christ's life, because Mary always wants to lead you back to her son. So I think starting to pray the rosary will help to maybe put that into perspective. Is that helpful for you?
Yes, so helpful. Thank you so much.
No problem. And I also recommend Dr. Edward Sree's book, The New Rosary in Scripture, and Walking with Mary, A Biblical Journey, may be good resources for you.
Okay, Laura.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Trent.
Sure thing.
Laura.
Yeah?
Your call made us really happy.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
It did.
It's great to get a call like that. I want to be closer to Mary. That's a good goal in life. We are in the midst. We're at the very beginning. We are in the first half hour of our 6-hour pledge drive. We do this 4 times a year. We come to you, ask you to support Catholic Answers, this radio program, Catholic Answers Live, and all we do here at Catholic Answers by picking up that phone and dialing 888-291-8000 and making your pledge of support. I'll tell you, we haven't mentioned this but I will pitch this to you a little bit and see if it resonates with you. First of all, if you have not given before. I said before we have about 12 donors per station that we're broadcast on. I'm told now it's 13 per station. So for accuracy purposes, just think of a baker's dozen of people are supporting us at each station. What if we got that up to 20 people? So your support really, really matters. And I just want to make early in this pledge drive a special appeal to those who have never given to Catholic Answers before. What we're doing here is a team thing. This is not it's not a thing that was ordained from on high. It's people started it, try to keep it going, try to keep this running, just like your local Catholic radio station. It's just your fellow lay Catholics doing the best they can in the name of the new evangelization, in the name of sharing the fullness of God's truth. And to be honest with you, in the name of just defending things like basic morality and reality nowadays, all of it is under attack. And we're trying to offer some antidote to that. And there really is only one antidote. There's only one thing necessary. And if you don't know what that thing is, you can find that in Jesus' conversation with Mary and Martha. And we're just trying to provide that one thing necessary. 888-291-8000 is the number to call to do that. We're not halfway to our goal this hour yet, and we have a $10,000 match. $10,000 somebody gave us to start this thing off. But what I was going to pitch to you and see if this resonates with you, if you can maybe do a monthly donation of $20 or $30, if you're a person in good circumstances, maybe you could do $50 or $100. The reason I pitch that monthly pledge to you is one, we really, that puts us in a relationship with you, it's very, very good for us to have lots of relationships with lots of people. Whether you're giving or not, we're an apostolate that grows by sharing. But the other thing that does is that allows Phil and the other people who do the financial planning here to have some sense of what kind of money is going to be available when we get to, say, August, where everything goes down, and not for any nefarious reason. People go on vacation in August and people spend their money on taking the kids to, Wally World. Is Wally World a real thing or am I making that up? I don't know.
No, they filmed that at Six Flags Magic Mountain.
So say you're taking the family to Six Flags, Flags Magic Mountain that's a good thing to do. If people don't have money in August.
And you get and there so, and it might, the park might be closed anyways. Sorry, folks.
Thanks for your helpful comments, Trent Horn. So if you can make that monthly pledge, every dollar of it is matched. That's the first thing to tell you. Look, every dollar of it is matched. So you make a $20 a month pledge. Over the next year, that's going to be $240 that you will be giving. But our donor will match it today. That's $240 to us today. So that's very, very helpful. Say you're a person who can do $100. Let's just say you could do $100 a month. I realize that's a lot of money. Well, the donor's going to match that to the tune of $1,200, and you're going to be a member of the President's Circle here, which comes with all kinds of benefits as well. You can find those on our website. 888-291-8000 is the number, 888-291-8000. Or just go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Let's use up that $10,000 dollar-for-dollar match. Huh, Trent Horn?
Absolutely. Let's do it. Absolutely. Let's do it. Sorry, folks.
I like that you just repeat what you just said. I agree with Trent, though.
If it ain't broke, don't
right,
fix it.
Right, absolutely don't. Let's do it.
No,
is
I love,
best the thing, fundraising the pitch I have ever heard.
The thing I love, though, about matches, and whenever I find causes that I believe in, I love when a match is present because it doubles what you do. You always think, oh, why? Yeah. So think to yourself, you know, well, I can't give even something, you know, like $50 or $100, right? I can't give $50. Well, why not give 25? Because now that we have the match, you basically are giving 50. So if there's an amount you think, well, you might think, well, you might hear an amount from Cy and say, well, I can't give that. Well, cut it in half because you're basically giving that same amount because we have a generous donor who wants to help you. Someone believes in Catholic Answers enough and they believe in you for all of us to partner together to do this important work. So consider partnering with us. Go to 888-291-8000. We definitely have a few lines open for you to get through, and I hope that you'll do that.
888-291-8000, to quote my very favorite apologist, absolutely. Let's do it. Hey, we're going to be on a break right now. This is the perfect time to do it. You won't miss any of the show. Maybe you haven't given to Catholic Answers before. Maybe you haven't supported this apostolate, but you are the person who wants to share the good news. Maybe you'd like to support us. Before you forget, just pick up the phone and make that call. We need you in the family. We need to get up from 13 supporters per tower to maybe 15, maybe 20. 888-291-8000.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we don't have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at catholicanswersradio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the Internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Keller, your host. Delighted to be in studio with Trent Horn, one of my favorite people, one of the great apologists in the world today, and also just a fantastic fundraiser when we're doing these fundraisers. Right now, we are in the midst of our spring fundraiser. Here's the way it works. The most generous time for people is around the holidays. There's a lot of reasons for that, and so we're usually well set around that time. The hardest time to raise funds is in the summer, so we usually – here in the spring, we're looking at, okay, how well are we going to be funded for the summer? And that's where we are right now. So this is the first hour. We've got five more hours after this, and then we'll leave you alone. We won't bother you for months and months and months. But right now, we need your help, and we have a $10,000 dollar-for-dollar match. $10,000 dollar-for-dollar match. If you just dial 888-291-8000 and make your pledge. If you can make a pledge of a monthly pledge of any amount, say a monthly pledge of $5, that's going to be doubled, and it's doubled immediately. Our donor will give us that money immediately, and then you pay off your part over the course of the next year one payment at a time per month. So maybe you could do $10. That's doubled immediately. There are people I know who can do, you know, $50 and $100 amounts per month and not really feel the pinch. If you're one of those people, let me pinch you a little bit. If you could dial 888-291-8000, that would mean a great deal to us. Carla just gave, and she said she learned more about her faith in the past few years listening to Catholic Answers than she did in the previous 50 years of her life. We hear that all the time. And it's not because we're all super geniuses. You know, there's not everybody around here is a Trent Horn or a Jimmy Akin or a Carlo or a Tim. You know, a lot of us, me, Nick, for example, we're very mediocre. Wouldn't you say we're mediocre, Nick? You'd agree with me on that. But the message of God's love given in Jesus Christ and shared every day on every altar around the world in a Catholic church is powerful. It is redeeming. It brings people back from suicide. It convinces people they don't want to have an abortion. It saves marriages. It restores people to hope. That's what is happening. It's a great movement all around the world of Catholic media. Mother Angelica played her part. The people who started radio networks played their part. We're trying to play our part right here at Catholic Answers by creating programming. If you could support that right now, 888-291-8000 is the number to call, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and just enter your donation there. You'll be done in about 2 minutes, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you certainly can. And what's great I love about our faith is that when you look at it, tithing and giving, that is something that God did not command. It's something he's given to us as freedom. So in the Old Testament, the Jews had a 10% tithe, and that was a tithe to support the nation of Israel, to support them, especially, you know, when they're wandering in the desert. But by the time in the New Testament, the tithe does not carry over. We're not commanded to give. And in fact, in St. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, he talks about giving as something that we do out of love, to be generous and to show our love for others. In 2 Corinthians 9:6, Paul says this: "The point is this, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. He who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each one must do as he has made up his mind, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to provide you with every blessing in abundance, so that you may always have enough of everything and may provide in abundance for every good work." And so we've been blessed here at Catholic Answers by gifts from so many different kinds of people, both here in the United States and abroad, to help others, to share an abundance of our knowledge of the faith. And so we hope today that if God has blessed you in any way, especially through this program, to consider helping us so that we can continue to bless others, to do so and to be a cheerful giver, to know that you are partnering with us. You are part of the Catholic Answers team and you make this possible. So please consider giving. Go to 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Now let's make Trent do a little bit of work. Let's go to Nick in Detroit, Michigan, watching on YouTube Live. Nick, delighted to have you with us. Your question for Trent Horn.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. So the other day I read a letter on a document, I guess, from Pontius Pilate. Have you heard of it yet or seen that yet?
Well, I've heard of an apocryphal.
On Jesus Christ. On Jesus Christ.
Right. So that Pilate wrote a letter about Jesus.
Yes, yes, his crucifixion and then his resurrection, I think. Mm-hmm.
Well, what we know from the historical record is that Pontius Pilate did not leave us any written documents of any kind of his own. We don't have any of the writings of Pontius Pilate. What's ironic is that Roman historians, you look at Suetonius, Tacitus, other Roman historians, they have no record of Pontius Pilate except for one narrow incident that Pontius Pilate was the one who crucified Jesus. Tacitus talks about this in his History of Rome. But otherwise, we don't have that. Purported letters from Pontius Pilate are forgeries. They're apocryphal. You see similar forged writings and different. Some people claim that Jesus wrote a letter to King Abgar of Edessa, which is a 4th century forgery. So you have these kind of forgeries that have come up throughout the ages, but there is no authentic writing from Pontius Pilate about Jesus. But we do have Tacitus, the Roman historian, writing in the early 2nd century, who said that people in the mid-1st century, they blamed the fires in Rome on Christians got their name from Jesus Christ, and Christ had been crucified by Pontius Pilate. So I hope that's helpful.
Thank you very, very much for that question. I wondered. I had never heard of a Pontius Pilate letter out there, but I suppose there's...
Yeah,
these kind of things pop up all the time.
There's also the 4th century apocryphal Acts of Pilate. Those written in, so that's in the 4th century, details the procedures in the praetorium and more of what happened with Pilate. But that also was written, of course, 300 years after the fact. The only written document we have attesting to Pilate is a headstone in Israel in Caesar Maritima. There's you have the Pilate stone. It's not there anymore. It's in the British Museum, I think. But otherwise, we have hardly anything from someone who is a procurator of an entire region.
I've read that the Pilate stone, but his name is Pontives. It's a V, not a U on that. Pontives.
Want to pronounce it just a little bit differently with your Latin, Si Celit Maximus.
Oh, so the V is actually a U?
It be pronounced as the U there.
I thought it was Pontives Pilate, maybe his brother Pontives.
Right.
By the way, we're doing really well this hour, and I want to thank those who have called 888-291-8000 to make their pledge. It's exciting when the first hour goes so well, and it's also – this is the first time Trent Horn has ever joined us on the radio to ask you for your help and support. We felt like, he's been here 7 years. He can finally do some work around here, and so he joined us today, and it's very – it's very heartening to see the outpouring of generosity.
I will say, Cy, it was quite an honor to be the only apologist in the building. And so I'm certainly glad to be here and have taken that honor to be here to answer questions.
The boss is here. Behave yourself. Chris Check, president of Catholic Answers. How's the pledge drive going?
It's going very well, Cy. And I'm grateful to you both. You're doing a superb job. I don't want to keep you from your work. I want to tell a quick story. Maybe you've already mentioned this. Catholic Answers was closed on Easter Monday. We took Easter Monday off because we're Christians and we wanted to continue to celebrate the risen Lord. But the very next day, the office was open, Easter Tuesday. There was a couple waiting by the front door. And this man, he lived up in Long Beach. And he had been received into the Catholic Church at the Easter Vigil. And he wanted to come down as soon as possible to thank the staff of Catholic Answers.
Right.
And it started, Cy, with Carlo Broussard on the radio. And this man said, I was convinced that the Catholic Church had just layered the true worship of Jesus Christ with just a bunch of religion. Yeah. And I heard Carlo on the radio and he opened that door. And now I'm a Catholic. I mean, I was in tears. But then he went around the whole building and he thanked the staff. And folks, when you support us, this is what you cause. This is what you cause. Now, Cy, I have a challenge.
Okay.
I want to ask everybody to become a monthly pledger, and it's very easy. I'm going to help you do the math, okay?
All right.
So let's say you want to give $500. Now, 500 divided by 12, that's complicated. You don't even need to worry about that. Here's what you do. You take 500 and you divide by 10, that's 50.
Okay.
And then you add two more months, right? So it brings you to 600. And then you just make a gift of $50 a month. So if you were going to make a one-time gift anyway, right, of $500, make it 600, spread it across the year. Folks, those one-time pledges are a massive help to us. They help stabilize our budget.
You mean the monthly pledges?
Excuse me. Thank you, Cy.
Right.
The monthly pledges. They help us stabilize the budget. They help us plan. They know what kind of revenue we're going to be having over the course of the months. And Phil Lenihan, our CFO, does a superb job with this. He's been doing it a long time. But the more monthly pledgers we have, the more Catholic Answers is going to grow, and the more people like that gentleman who came in at the Easter Vigil and drove down as soon as he could to thank the staff of Catholic Answers.
And Long Beach is not near here. For people who think, Long Beach is a long way from where we are.
Especially because there's a lot of automobiles stopped on the freeway
in between. California miles,
But this guy would have gone around if he could and thanked every single donor to Catholic Answers Live. He was just
Praise
so full
God.
Of joy.
Yeah.
So, folks, that's what you cause when you support us. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. CatholicAnswersRadio.com, CatholicAnswersRadio.com if you want him. Please, please consider a monthly pledge. Cy, I am manning the phones myself, so someone may actually have the misfortune of getting Chris Check on the phone because I take forever to type in people's credit cards.
Well, let me ask you this, so real quick before you go. I like to – we're early in the pledge drive. We have the $10,000 match this hour. I believe we're going to make the match. But say somebody says, I can help you out for Thursday with some matching money. We always need that last day matching money. So they can call and say – say you're one of those people who's very – you're well off. You can do it. Or you're just very generous. Maybe you could call and say, I can give you $5,000. I could give you $10,000 for
those,
a match.
All those matches help. So yeah. Exactly. If somebody wants to help contribute to the Thursday drive with another challenge,
yeah.
Be it $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000,
$50,000. Look at you, man.
Well,
I like the way you are. This is going to be my favorite Chris Check moment of all time. Let me explain to you how to give $500. Give $600. That's the greatest.
I was helping. Look, you're driving. Okay, Cy, you're driving in your car. You don't want to do complicated arithmetic. You don't want to get your slide rule out.
So,
right?
So you say to yourself, I want to give $500. How do I do that? Give $600.
Yeah, and divide by 12. It's easy. Yeah.
Okay,
I was in the Marine Corps. We tried to keep the math simple.
Yeah, if you want to make that matching, if you've got that kind of cash and you can help us and you want to make that, or if you want to give it to in stock too. Phil told me people can give stock. That's magical. To me, I didn't
absolutely
even know
that. Gives a stock. And listen, yep. If there's somebody who's interested in making a major gift, and you've got questions about Catholic Answers finances, or you want to see the 990, if you want to see some more about our budget, and if you want to talk to me and say, what is it you're doing here? What is it you're doing there? Just tell whoever answers the phone. I'd like Chris Check to give me a call, and I'll be happy to do it.
888-291-8000.
What?
888-291. 8,000.
Jinx, buy me a Coke. All right.
CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Please be generous, folks. You're keeping this Trent Horn in action.
Chris Check, what a fine president you are.
Ciao.
$500, give $600. 888-291-8000 is that number. We do have a $10,000 dollar-for-dollar match. This hour, we'll take a quick break and go right back to calls for Trent Horn right after this.
Let us help you with your question today on Catholic Answers Live.
St. John Paul II stated that, for the disciple of Christ, evangelization is a duty, an obligation of love. And the Catechism of the Catholic Church states that evangelization is necessary for salvation.
So we know we're called, but how do we do it?
St. Paul Street Evangelization can help. To learn more, contact us at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
Welcome back. Catholic Answers Live, open forum today. Here taking your questions is Trent Horn. Trent Horn's latest book is Counterfeit Christ, but he's the author of many books, including Persuasive Pro-Life and Why We're Catholic, which I saw today. I don't know. Am I supposed to say this on the air?
You can say it. If we can retract it, I don't know. We'll find out.
I saw a Spanish language version of why we're
Catholic. Porque somos católicos.
Porque somos católicos. Anyways, I won't talk anymore about that because I don't know if I was supposed to talk about
it. You can. We've shared about that. We have licensed my book, Why We're Catholic, that your support, your Catholic Answers, this project has reached so many people. We've sold nearly 200,000 copies of Why We're Catholic. And many people have bought cases of Why We're Catholic to give away to people. People have read it and come back to the church or become Catholic.
I don't think we're making any money on that, by the way.
We give away a case, feels like, every show. And I love it because you can give that book to anybody. I want practical resources to help explain the truth, goodness, and beauty of the Catholic faith. And so we're reaching more people. And what's great is a Spanish publisher has translated Why We're Catholic, which is now Somos Porque Católicos, why are we Catholic in Spanish? And we're looking to print that copy here as well. And your support, that there are many communities where it's primarily individuals who speak Spanish, they may not be able to buy cases and cases of Why We're Catholic. So we'd love to just give them these resources. And by donating, going to 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com, you help make those evangelism efforts possible.
It's a team thing. We're all doing this together. And man, people have wanted – look, Catholic Answers, get into the Spanish communities with these wonderful resources that the English-speaking communities have. And who would do it? Who would be the trailblazer but Trent Horn? Always blazing trails. You're a trailblazer, Trent Horn.
Been doing it in Oregon since the seventh grade.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I forded rivers, cocked wagons, shot deer and antelope. Ever since seventh grade, I've been working on that.
What are you, a Renaissance man?
No, just someone who liked early Macintosh computers and the Oregon Trail game.
We have a guy from Canada on the phone. So we try to get them in quickly, Trent.
Sure,
so you've got to stop talking so I can get the guy from Canada in there. His name is Fabio. He's watching on YouTube Live, and I believe he's there. Hi, Fabio. Are you in Canada?
Yeah.
Well, thank you for calling from Canada. Your question for Trent Horn.
Yeah. So I have a question on Luke 1:28.
Sure.
And I want to know, how do we know that the proper translation is Hail Mary, full of grace, instead of highly favored one, like Protestants say?
Sure. And the key here in understanding Luke 1:28 in the Greek is looking at that Greek word kakaritomene, which I believe is a past participle of the Greek word karitou, which does refer to grace or favor. Both are fine. That if you understand, well, what is grace and what is favor, they're essentially the same thing. That grace is the gift of God, is the gift of God's unmerited favor towards us. But you don't have to say that it's just highly favored one, though, doesn't get the full impact of what is being said here. That kakaritomene, a good translation of it, I would say the preferred translation is to say, one is full of grace and having it as kind of an enduring quality. Even Protestant Greek exegetes have come to this conclusion. A.T. Robertson, who was a Protestant Greek scholar in the 20th century, he said that the Catholic Vulgate translation of gratia plena, full of grace, he says, is right if it means full of grace which thou hast received. So we would just say, look, we're talking here. Looking at the Greek, there are even Protestant scholars will say in Luke 1:28, kakaritomene makes perfect sense to translate as full of grace, that the angel Gabriel appears to Mary and he says to her, he doesn't say Hail Mary. We say Hail Mary, full of grace in the Hail Mary. He says Hail, full of grace. And this greeting was something that was very unknown in the ancient world. It signified Mary was called for something very, very special and important, to be the mother of God, to bring God the Son into the world. And so at Catholic Answers, we believe that defending Christ, defending who Jesus is, to get it correct who Jesus is, you have to get Mary correct. If you don't get that right, if you don't get the mother of God right, you can't understand her son. And that's what we try to do here with our apologetics and evangelization and all aspects of the faith.
Fabio, thank you very much for that call from Canada. Hey, way a lot of lines open right now, which concerns me. We got to finish strong here this hour. You know, we have a $10,000 dollar for dollar match this hour. We really do want to finish strong. And I am looking at about eight lines open. 888-291-8000 is the number. This is our quarterly pledge drive between calls. We're coming to you to ask you to support us. Jonathan just supported us, and I believe is a first-time supporter of Catholic Answers, and that's what we've been saying. If you haven't supported Catholic Answers before, if you've benefited from the program, or if you are one of those souls who I want to do what Jesus said. I want to do what I can to share the good news to the ends of the earth, you feel that that's exactly what's happening here at Catholic Answers. We hope so. And humbly, we hope that we are sharing the good news every day all around the world. If you haven't supported us before, and either you're one of those people, you've benefited from this radio broadcast, or you want other people to benefit from us, 888-291-8000 is the number, 888-291-8000. And we really do want to finish this hour strong. And I mentioned Jonathan because he said, I listen every day and just felt called to help out today. I've been trying to be content with what I have and more generous, and this was a great opportunity. Jonathan, music to our ears. I think we had that young woman called earlier. There's a lot of people who are just trying to do what Jesus called us to do. And it's so inspiring when we run across those people. I find it just wonderful to think that the world has those people in it.
And it's easy to get caught up in daily life, to get caught up with, and it happens to me all the time, you get caught up with bills, kids, responsibilities, emails. It feels like you get really bogged down and we start to lose perspective about what really matters, because when we go to stand before God on Judgment Day, when we go to heaven and all of our works are laid bare. He's not going to say, hey, did you make sure to get to that email? Did you make sure, you know, how'd your 401k turn out? That doesn't mean we ignore this life, but it means we always have to have perspective. Are we taking that time to go to Mass, to veil ourselves to the sacrament of confession, to pray the rosary, to grow closer to God, to not get lost in the daily shuffle, and to especially not let things get lost in the daily shuffle is our ability to use our time, talent, and treasure to build up the kingdom. A lot of times our budgets, you know, we don't know, the money comes in, then it goes out. We don't know what's happening to it.
Not for me. It goes out and then it comes in. I wish I could get it to it comes in first and then it goes out.
Yeah.
So, but I know what you mean.
Yeah. You wonder, well, wait a minute. We let the money God has blessed us with, we let it control us and it makes us sad and what's going on here. But right. When we take control of that to say, no, Lord, you've blessed me. At the end of the day, I want to use this to bless other people who are in need. Then things will turn out for us to be able to say that if God has entrusted us with these blessings, then he will smile upon us when we use that to be able to bless others, especially here, the work we're doing, that if you, like we do, if you consider this a blessing, please consider blessing us to help keep the lights on, the transmitters turned on, to reach both Catholics and non-Catholics in their home on the radio dial or on the internet, to lead them closer to the Church Jesus Christ established. So please be sure to call, and to do that at 888-291-8000, or to make a secure online donation at CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Man, our culture is in need, too. When Trent says, if you want to help people in need, I'll tell you what, there's plenty of anger. There's plenty of pornography. There's plenty of confusion. There's plenty of
people talking each other down. People who listen to our radio show who are thinking of choosing abortion, thinking of sterilization, thinking of... that the only thing will make them happy
or are trapped in things like abortion or addiction. Pornography or addiction.
Right. Yeah. So they're trapped in these things. They're considering them. And sometimes hearing that voice on the radio, when they hear us engage a caller who shares their same view and see they're responded to with compassion, with sensitivity, and with the grace of God and the power of the Word of God, it changes their lives. And so we hope you'll make a donation, especially a monthly donation, like Chris said, to help continue changing and saving people's lives.
The world needs it. Help us bring it. 888-291-8000. Let's go to Christina in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Christina, thank you so much for waiting while we tried to raise funds. Your question for Trent.
Hi. Yeah, I have heard that natural family planning could potentially be a means of contraception. So I'm wondering the validity of that as a possibility and what your take is on it.
I've heard this before. People say, well, natural family planning is contraception, but that doesn't make sense to me because all natural family planning is information. Contraception is sterilizing the sexual act to make it non-procreative. Whether you use a barrier or a hormone or a surgery, it takes the body or the sexual act and puts something between the spouses to keep God's gift of life out. So it's some kind of barrier, hormone, surgery. NFP is none of those things. Natural family planning is just information. It just tells you this is when you and your spouse are fertile. This is when you're infertile. In fact, many people use natural family planning to become pregnant, to take advantage of times in their cycles when they are fertile, and this is the best chance for them to have a baby. So natural family planning, it's information. It's information for you to use to space your family, to grow it, and to honor God through your marital vows, through the renewal of the marital vows in the marital act. So NFP does not sterilize or spurn the gift God gave us in sexual relations. It cherishes it, the gift God gave us in sexual union that's both fertile and infertile according to his times and plans for us.
I hope that was helpful to you, Christina. Again, thank you very much for waiting. There are some people who are, despite the church's full embrace of natural family planning, there are some people who are less than enthusiastic in their embrace. And I sometimes worry about that because this is a healthy, holy practice, and we don't need to – I mean, we should welcome children. That's certainly right. The case. Marriage should welcome children. But it's the role of the parents to regulate those births based on what they know and what they experience.
The church has always taught that God gave us the use of reason. He gave us the ability to be able to understand our bodies and to be able to space and grow our families according to our ability to provide and receive children that are a gift from him. And so that's what's great about natural family planning. All it is, it's just a combination of abstinence, which is not contraception. If you're just not engaging in the marital act, that's not contraception, that's abstinence. It's abstinence and then fully freely giving yourself to your spouse. Neither of those things is contraceptive in any way, shape, or form.
888-291-8000 is the number to call to pledge your support to Catholic Answers Live. Trent Horn, would everybody in the entire world, would you just give him a big hand? That was his first hour of doing Pledge Drive with us. And you're just great, Trent.
Well, thank you.
I thought you were going to be terrible at it.
I thought this would be my first and only appearance. Maybe I'll be back at some
point. I was just
point.
Like, he's got to be terrible at it. He can't be good at everything. But I'm. You know what? I'm really disappointed, but you were very good at it, Trent.
I guess I'm just... Well, I'm bad at disappointing you then.
Yeah, thanks.
So that's one thing I'm bad at.
Hey, this is the time. Right now, Jimmy Akin's going to be in the studio next hour. Nothing's going to be happening here on these airwaves for the next few minutes as far as answering questions. So if you've been thinking about picking up the phone and calling, please do. 888-291-8000. When we have a great first day, it makes it so much easier to get to the end of these pledge drives in a happy way. 888-291-1000, or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And if you have never pledged before, please make this hour your first time to do so. We really need your help and support. 888-291-8000.